Alaska Native corporations and villages began to get funding for contamination cleanup under an EPA program launched in 2023. This year, the EPA has announced more cleanup sites. Alaska will get $6.7 million from the agency to clean up sites on land owned by three Alaska Native corporations and villages. The sites were already contaminated with asbestos, tar, and petroleum when they were transferred to Alaska Native corporations and villages under ANCSA in 1971. Stephanie Buss, who manages Alaska's contaminated sites program, says it's past time to clean them up.
We're just thankful for the work that we're able to do with the federal and tribal partners to get these sites addressed and really address the human health and environmental risks that they pose.
Senator Lisa Murkowski has called the failure of the federal government to clean up ANCSA lands a, quote, shocking environmental injustice. Murkowski created the EPA's Contaminated ANCSA Lands Assistance Program in 2023. Buss says the EPA grants target three sites. The money will go toward cleaning up asbestos near Utqiagvik, tar in Shishmaref, and sludge in Unalakleet. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium will also get $3 million in EPA funding to support the program and help communities apply for funding. Buss says the federal government and state are identifying more sites eligible for these EPA grants.
We are aware that there are hundreds of them that were conveyed contaminated that need to be addressed.
Past state estimates have identified over 1,000 contaminated sites. According to the EPA, contamination of ANCSA lands includes arsenic, asbestos, lead, mercury, pesticides, PCBs, and petroleum products. Alaska Native corporations and villages have said the contaminations are a threat to Alaska Native subsistence activities, posing serious threats to food security, human health, culture, and Alaska Native economies. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.